make it back up to Celtic Park, I suppose under a bit of a shadow, given the way the league finished up. So you got to regroup and get the whole thing set up again and put back together.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's that much of a shadow, actually. People sort of are suggesting that, but I don't think it's that much of a shadow of a team that's retained their Division 1 status after having come up from Division 2. And actually, we're only one game away from being in the final in our last three games, so maybe we may look at it as a shadow. I don't look at it that way. I think it is a very good experience of learning across a seven-league game where you're playing against the top teams in the country. So I would be happy that it's been a good experience for us. Not the ideal experience where you'd like to have been in the final and obviously love to win it, but I think still it's a good place to be at this stage of the year.
And you'll go up, nevertheless, as hot favourites to take on a Derry side that slipped out of Division 2. So things aren't going too well up in the Oakleaf camp.
Well, I mean, that's history now. That's over. That's done with. This is the Championship. There's a new ball game, and we're all looking forward to this part of the season. And ultimately, this is what we play for. We play for this time of the year, and Derry will be no different. And I mean, people must not overlook the fact that Derry had a bad start last year in the Championship when we beat them in Celtic Park, and yet they were a kick of the ball away from ending up in the All-Ireland semi-final, just like Tipperary. So that's what Derry have to offer. Certainly on days they haven't performed as well as they would like to and they got some bad results, but they had to have some very good results to end up where they did, and they did do that last year. So that's the kind of people that we have to deal with. So we won't be sort of narrow-minded enough to think it's about their last result or their last couple of results.
Gaelic football is always evolving. Do you think that Dublin and Kerry show us in the league final that it has come right back to all-out attack and that's the way to go?
Well, I'm not so sure that's the case. You know, I think it's easy for people to come away with that sort of rose-tinted glasses view of it all. But if people really want to look closely at that game, several occasions I saw both Kerry and Dublin with 14 men behind the ball, but people didn't tend to talk about that. They could only talk about the scores they got and about the offensive play that they had. So sometimes we are sort of contaminated, if the word I could use, by some people whose observations are always negative and emphatically negative, and we have to put them aside and don't give them the credibility they deserve, give them the credibility they deserve and don't give them what they're getting.
A couple of goals in the last game up in Kerry, by and large it's been a struggle as regards score getting and goal getting in particular.
Well, I mean, people will say that, all right, but you know, if you score 2 goals and 10 points against Kerry any day, it's not a bad day's return. I think we scored 19 points one other day against one of the other league matches. So, you know, we can get scores, we can create scores. Even in those games when our score didn't return as much as we'd have liked, we still had lots of opportunities to score. So I think, you know, it's just about conversion, and you won't convert if you're not creating. We are creating, so I think the possibility of conversion is still there.
Injury-wise, anybody in any difficulties? Just McMahon, Ronan O'Neill, I think, have been out injured for a while.
They've been carrying injuries, but they're not severe injuries. They're just sort of muscle-type injuries that, in time, they will be okay. And Niall Sludden, I suppose, is carrying a bit of a hamstring issue as well. But I think they're all going to be fine in terms of time, which is all good.
And you used Sean Kavanagh sparingly in the early part of the league, but then he started in the last few games. So, Sean, ready to go for a starting berth, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he earned the right to do that, and we had to ease him in with his game time. And I suppose he showed when he came into those games that he was making an impact. And he's a quality player, and obviously such championship experience. So, yes, we'll see plenty of Sean Kavanagh, hopefully, in the first match, and I hope we see it in other matches too.
And the prize, of course, looks like being another clash with Donegal. Should you get over Derry and Donegal progress that far as well?
Well, we wouldn't look that far ahead for sure. If we were to talk about anybody other than Derry at the moment, we'd be very foolish. We would not even think beyond this game. Now, people might say that's blasé or that's sort of politically correct, whatever it is. It's a fact. It's a fact that if we thought anything about anything other than playing Derry in Celtic Park, we would be on a foolish road, and we wouldn't have to worry about anybody in the semi-final because Derry would be in it.